I've known Thomas's family since he was 6 years old.
That was Thomas Elliott, violist for the musicians of the Iowa Great Lakes Festival, speaking of the festival's founder and cellist, Thomas Fortner. The Thomases met in Texas when Elliott and violinist David Brubaker, who was also with me in the studio, were members of the Houston Symphony.
My father was a band director, high school band director, and then he made a transition into the science world. But when I was really little, the first, you know, he was dying to take me to something and just see how I would react. So he took me to a rehearsal. And I still remember the sights and the sounds. And it's, I think, fitting that it was a rehearsal and not just a concert. So it's like the actual process.
In the process of growing up, Fortner would spend summers at the Iowa Great Lakes with the prairie birds and landscapes, Lake Okoboji's sanctuary from the heat, and family.
And I think the big moment actually happened when I was watching a pre-recorded show of a oompa band or a polka band with my grandmother taped. And I was like, okay, Grammy, whatever you say, I'll listen to this. And I started listening. I was like, oh my gosh, this is Mahler and Dvorak, like the Landlers or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's us. I'm Bohemian. And so, in a way, this area feels more like home than even Houston.
The theme of place returned throughout our conversation. Where we began, music-wise, was with Dvorak, the composer who also found a home amongst Iowa's bohemians. The trio of musicians, who will perform as a quartet at the festival, performed a piece from Dvorak's American Quartet.
Part of my inspiration for this festival was driving in the van with my family, coming up from Texas every summer to go see the lake and my grandparents. And I would have in my, I guess we would call it a Walkman or CD player back in the 90s, Dvorak playing. And it looked like the hills and the corn and the fields. And then apparently when he came to Spillville, the reason why he came was why he was living in New York, teaching at what became Juilliard. He was very homesick, and the city life kind of made him very anxious. And so his secretary said, hey, there's this Czech community, this Bohemian folks, they all speak Bohemian, and it's out in Iowa, and it looks just like home. You'll love it. So perhaps people would know the humoresque, the dum ba dum ba dum ba dum. And he wrote that in Iowa, and I'm almost 100% sure that it's a robin. Pretty bird, pretty bird, pretty bird. So it's this music is coming home in a way.
Just as all roads lead home, all roads lead away from home. Our story is about movement, and the festival program, in part, tells that story. The musicians will also perform Glass's fifth string quartet.
It's poetry in motion. I mean, there's not really any moments in that quartet, the Glass quartet, that there's not something moving. And it's a lot like being on a road trip. And it's like the road is constant, but things are slightly changing, and all of a sudden the colors of the trees and the crops are changing. Somehow there's, you might see a cow on the side, and somehow that's a poetic image that gets into your mind.
As we zipped along in conversation, we touched upon Debussy, whose string quartet is featured on the program, and whom Fortner compared to the Impressionists of his day, as well as the Symbolists.
So it's a lot like that cow on the side of the road that somehow gives you this, it reminds you of being on the farm with your mother. It's like you can say three words and it means so much. Mm-hmm. And the thing about the Debussy is that it's not so many direct objects in the piece. It's more like, it's for the sake of the sound. Somehow it's this, you're just focusing on the quality of the sound itself. I mean, we love what we do. We love to make music. So this is a great excuse to make music and also be in a good place and swim in the lake.
Yeah,
Ride the roller coaster. So.
The Iowa Great Lakes Music Festival will perform American String Quartets and Debussy this Friday at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Milford. It begins at 7 o'clock p.m. Find more information at iowagreatlakesmusic.org. I was joined by three of the musicians of the festival, cellist and founder Thomas Fortner, violist Thomas Elliott, and violinist David Brubaker. At the end of our interview, Fortner performed the prelude from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger. Thank you.